I have quite an interesting question for you. Have you ever wanted a sea change? You might be able to take a sea change to the next level very soon and live on an actual floating city not too far in the future. Now, with our cities getting more and more crowded, the ocean could be a potential frontier for new water-based communities, with even the United Nations expressing support for more research into these floating cities. To find out more, we've got Smart Cities researcher and technology and construction lawyer Bryden Wang with us this morning. Bryden, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Now, it seems like there could be some really endless potentials for floating cities. Realistically, what do you think they could be used for?
So I think the next step in terms of floating cities are hybrid floating cities. So many of us now live in coastal cities. And so engineers are really interested in how we sort of float essential infrastructure. So we're talking about airports, bridges, oil storage facilities, power stations like wind farms in the coastal areas. And so, you know, more and more we're going to see these kind of infrastructures creep in and add to our cities, and we'll be able to expand and live very close to where we are living right now, but on the ocean. But if you're talking about sort of satellite floating cities, you're talking about cities that are located in deep international waters that are outside sort of national territorial jurisdictions, that are sort of located in hugely isolated environments. I think the next step is really we're looking at not huge settlements. I mean, we've always had floating villages and stuff, but these kind of big cities, I think the next step would probably be technology campuses, you know, so, you know, big companies like Google and Facebook could potentially set up their new tech campuses in the ocean away from sort of, I guess, governments, you know, who are trying to clamp down on privacy regimes. Or, you know, we could have sort of big leisure communities or colonies. So people like Disney could offer up, you know, a much more vibrant offering on their cruise offerings and, you know, have these big theme parks that are hosted in the middle of the sea.
Oh my God, can you imagine Disney at sea? My word. What a future for us all. One thing that a lot of people are floating as well is that this could be a solution for climate refugees. But do you think we're going to move towards more those tech companies, those big global conglomerates, rather than this being something that we could see used for people who are affected by rising sea levels and poverty?
I think that a lot of research has been looking at how we aid and bring essential services to people living in what they call wet slums. So as, I guess, the climate emergency gets more real and, you know, sea levels start rising, you have a lot of people who are living in areas that are low-lying. And, you know, so it's more gentrified populations will start pulling back from these lower-lying coastal areas. And so these become wet slums. And when you have these high occurrences of flood, you'll have kind of floating infrastructures like, you know, with essential power stations, hospitals that could be floated very quickly to these communities. But I don't actually see a commercial imperative or that kind of political driver to actually create these quite expensive floating communities to serve the poor. I think most likely they'll be still left in these low-lying sort of wet slums, but you'll have the ability to sort of, I guess, float in, you know, emergency kind of services there.
Wow.
So perhaps not in the near future.
What will they look like? Because this is the thing that has been going through my head literally all morning. And you've been saying, you know, floating essential infrastructure like hospitals and power stations. And now I'm thinking about Disneyland and a big Mickey Mouse like roller coaster in the middle of one of these things. I'm so curious what they actually would look like.
So there's sort of two forms of floating, I guess, structures that can be used. So if the structures are located closer to the city in shallow waters that are kind of protected maybe by breakwaters, they'll look like pontoons. So there'll be sort of slabs that sit quite gently on the water. But if you're talking about sort of structures that are located deep in the ocean, they'll look like semi-submersible structures, so very much like oil rigs. And there's actually a lot of studies being done by architects and engineers into how we can sort of repurpose these kind of old oil rigs to create these structures. But if you look at them from sort of, a bird's eye view, the most recent floating city proposal that the UN was looking at is called Oceanic City. And a lot of it is really quite geometric, hexagonal in shape. And the reason why they're modular and hexagonal in shape is because they found that that's probably the best kind of shape that sits in water and still is quite stable, and yet you still can use it in a very modular way. And they reflect kind of, I guess, the ideal city structures that we used to see in medieval times and Renaissance times, you know, the bastion fort, the star forts that used to occur in architecture a long time ago. So it's all very interesting. And, you know, I can see the architecture that's coming out of that will look maybe quite nostalgic of new urbanism kind of cities, or they could go very high tech and look like, you know, the new Apple campus, you know, highly tech kind of spaces.
Wow, it's so fascinating. And there are so many questions that I guess are popping up in my head at the moment. And I'm sure lots of people's, because we're trying to figure out how we're going to get there and what's going to happen once we're there. And now we're in hexagonal kind of situations. Are we going to look like bees in a honeycomb? It's going to be great. Now, one of the big questions that kind of popped up this morning when we were talking about this is the impact that it could have on marine environments, on water pollution, especially if people are living and working and you know, existing in the middle of the ocean or on kind of those coastal fringes. Could there be a really negative marine impact?
Well, if you compare floating cities the technology is called Very Large Floating Structures, or VLFS. If you compare VLFS technology with, say, traditional land reclamation, you're talking about something that's actually more environmentally sensitive, because with traditional sort of land reclamation, you're actually going into the marine environment and destroying the actual ecology under the footprint of the city. Whereas if you have these floating structures, and if you deploy them quite sensitively with cutouts or, you know, with sufficient gaps to allow sunlight to penetrate through into the marine environment below, you actually don't destroy that marine ecology, you know. And if you cite people living in these environments, I mean, we have this wonderful thing in Australia called NIMBYism, you know, not in my backyard. You have the ability of putting people in these coastal regions on water and harnessing NIMBYism. You know, people are going to be living on water and they're going to go, hey, you know, I want to keep my backyard clean. Mm. You know, I want to make sure that when I look out, I see beautiful fishes and, you know, corals in the water. You know, I'm not going to want to see rubbish and dirt. You know, you might actually see an improvement in water quality.
Oh, wow. What an interesting concept there. Brighton, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. I could literally talk to you about this all morning because I've decided I'm all about the floating cities now. We'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
That was Brighton Wang. He is a smart cities researcher and technology and construction lawyer speaking to us about floating cities. I'm on board. I'm all about it. If you can pop a Disneyland in the middle of the ocean as well, I will be there with bells on. Imagine the possible. It could be like Peter Pan themed. We could have like a Captain Hook running around. The possibilities are really endless too for so many applications, as Brighton was saying.